Another way to achieve this was to set up federal leagues. And leagues were experiments in the classical age. We have a number of these ethnic regional leagues throughout the Greek world. Usually they were religious associations and so had economic implications because festivals were one of the major times when people engaged in trade and markets. Not too dissimilar from the modern American Christmas season. Most of your shopping went on at the great festivals, and the festivals were often timed at the end of the harvest season or at periods of very little agricultural activity so that large crowds would be expected. And these regional leagues were a way of reconciling the intense loyalty of a polis, of a city-state, and the need for a wider organization. The Lycians, a distinct ethnic people in Asia Minor who embrace Greek culture, they organized themselves into a very effective league, a koinon in Greek, and that league actually eventually passed under Roman control as a province. It was so well set up that the cities simply continued under Roman rule. There's probably very little difference between the life of Lycia as a Roman province as opposed to an independent league. So over the course of the 4th and 3rd and 2nd century B.C., there's a variety of these arrangements taken by Greek cities to ensure their freedom. At the same time, the kings themselves were very keen on promoting Greek civic life for all the reasons I just discussed before, the need for legitimacy. Seleucid kings also planted a number of important military colonies throughout Asia Minor, along key points of the highways. And these are cities that can be recognized by dynastic names such as Stratonikeia, Laodicea, Antioch. These are names taken from either kings or queens of the Seleucid Empire. And the monarch acted as sort of the founder and benefactor, hence the name of the town. And Seleucid cities are usually located in strategic valleys. There were Macedonians, Greeks brought in. Also, important Jewish settlements arrived in Asia Minor under the Seleucid kings as military colonists. And we know that in the case of Phrygia in western central Asia Minor, that several Jewish communities claimed descent from these colonists brought in by Seleucid kings. The petty dynasts did the same. The kingdoms that were carved out of Asia Minor after the Galatian invasion, Pontus, Cappadocia, all of these kings founded Greek-style cities, Nicomedia and Nicaea in northwestern Turkey, which become important cities in the Byzantine age, were originally royal foundations by the kings of Bithynia. Caesarea, Kayseri today, was originally a royal foundation. Its original name was Matsaka. It's near the ancient mountain of Mount Argaeus, which is a sacred mountain to the goddess Ma, and Matsaka. It's renamed as Caesarea or Kayseria in the Roman period. So these were royal establishments that were modeled along Greek civic lines. There are also cases where sanctuaries, ancient Anatolian sanctuaries reinvented themselves as Greek cities. One of the best examples of that is from a town called Hierapolis, modern Pamukkale, which is a hotspot not only for modern tourists, but was a hotspot for Romans who wanted to bathe in the thermal waters of Pamukkale. It's an absolutely magnificent landscape. It's these limestone cliffs, which are the result of the deposits of the thermal waters. The shrine was always associated with an ancient god of thermal waters who was later identified with Apollo. And that was essentially nothing more than a sanctuary, which became, in effect, a Greek-style city under the Attalid kings. It received patronage from the Attalids and then later from the Roman emperors. So what happened is certain major sanctuaries emerged as cities in the Hellenistic age and acquired a lot of the same civic trappings. All of these cities also had an economic role to play. I mentioned that the wars of the successors generated a great deal of business. And just to stress for a moment, the wars of Alexander and his successors were extremely important in priming the economy with money. The Persian kings had stockpiled a great deal of their tribute in the form of gold and silver ingots, which were occasionally melted down into coin and used to meet expenditures. But Alexander and his successors needed money. They needed to spend money on the great mercenary armies. And then the Hellenistic courts that followed Alexander, the Ptolemies, the Seleucids, the lesser kings, they all had to expend money in the form of benefactions as donations and festivals, particularly to cities, and this put money into circulation.